Sorry, I'm messing with my microphone.
So, what'd you do this past week?
Nothing.
Nothing. Again.
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 There wasn't much really going on besides a gigantic bombshell that was out of nowhere you knew about only, what, a day or two before it happened?
Yeah. Unfortunately, a site that I won't mention because I don't like that site leaked it. Somehow they got the info.
Which site?
Bleeding Cool. I said I wasn't going to mention, but I just did. So I lied.
Why don't you like Bleeding Cool?
Too many pop-up ads.
Oh.
You go on there and you just...
Just use the ad blocker. You should be fine.
Image Comics and Robert Kirkman decided, you know what? We're just going to end
So they did this
out of nowhere.
So they did the whole Sopranos thing, right? Just cut the black and just... It's over.
It's... Well, kind of... Have you read it?
No.
Okay. If you don't want to hear it, then you're listening to the wrong thing because I'm... You don't read it anyway.
I know.
Yeah, so it's basically...
See, I haven't watched the...
Rick died in 192, which was last month. Not a spoiler. It's been out for a month.
Well, and it was even in the movie or in the show anyway. Well, he didn't die, but...
Yeah, in the comics, he died.
Yeah.
He got killed and turned a zombie, and Carl had to put him down.
Wait, I thought Carl died.
And then, not in the comics.
Oh.
He died on the show. Yeah, show and the comics differ here and there on stuff like that.
That's so a big difference.
It jumps 10 years ahead in the where they end it, and it's basically the zombies are pretty much non-existent anymore. They're not a big threat. There's only a few of them here and there. They're not like these big roving hordes. And
I guess they all starved out or what?
Or they've just killed them. Society is kind of rebuilding. It's kind of like the Wild West, you know, but they're rebuilding.
God, I can't wait till it happens.
Carl has a kid, and it's him telling... This whole thing has been him telling his kid the story of Rick Grimes.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It was kind of cool. That's all I can tell you. That doesn't really spoil it much for you. But
yeah.
It was a really good story.
Yeah.
71 pages for that finale.
Hey, you know, you gotta go out with a bang.
Because they solicited 194 and 195.
Yeah.
So nobody saw this coming. But what they did is they just kind of put 194 and 195 together.
On one and one, yeah.
71 pages, that's a pretty big comic. Sold out immediately.
Yeah, I would imagine, they say that the two most worth comics right now is the first one and the last one of the series. Why would the first one is what goes like thousands of dollars right now.
If you can find one in good shape because it wasn't in big circulation back then.
But yeah, but that was just out of the blue. You would imagine that it would be like I just can't believe the show was going to last longer than the comic book.
It was around for about 10 years before it got picked up for a show.
Yeah.
So the show's got a little ways to catch up.
Yeah.
But they said the show is going to keep going.
Oh, yeah,
they've already got Fear of the Walking Dead.
Fear of the Walking Dead.
And they're talking about a couple movies now centered on Rick Grimes.
Which will be cool. I know Andrew Lincoln was just tired of it. It was 8-9 seasons.
He's got a family. He wanted to spend some time with them. He's from England.
And he hates Georgia weather. So that's what he said. He hates the humidity.
England and Georgia are two entirely different.
Exactly.
Not just weather, but...
But the thing is, he just said he hates the weather in Georgia. And I can imagine. You're already used to humidity, but when you add 90 degrees on that...
I was stationed in Georgia for a while.
I mean, I grew up in Maryland, so I mean I know what it is, but Georgia's got that funky, like sweaty, just you
humidity
know, just
like
just
an actual thing.
Yeah, you can feel it.
It's a layer of yuck.
Yeah,
on you.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a huge that
hurt Image. That was one of their big dogs. That was one of their.
Well, wait. Didn't you tell me that a news article picked it up saying that Marvel or something like that?
I think it was CNN accidentally credited it to
Marvel Comics.
Marvel Comics cancels
Walking Dead.
So
why'd
they do that? Because that's not their.
It's like the people that are suing over the Good Omens thing.
Oh yeah.
Take it down, Netflix. Take it down.
Run Good Omens.
We
don't own it.
Anyway, Marvel should have went back and says, okay, we won't cancel it.
Yeah. We're bowing down to you. Yeah. Zombies are still a big popular thing right now. So,
well, yeah, you were mentioning a new DC zombie thing.
Deceased. Yeah, Deceased. They're playing on the whole DC Comics thing.
Or are they going back to the comic book code that not no zombies, vampires, What was it?
Yeah, you couldn't. They didn't want any of that. Said no werewolves. Because yeah. Marv Wolfman, they even gave him crap about using his own name on the cover. So mm-hmm. you can't put Wolfman on there. He's like, but it's my name.
Yeah. I'm gonna change my name to Patrick Vampire. Say something, I dare you.
DC Comics, that their deceased line, they're killing it. Dude, everybody's dying off. All the big characters. I think Superman is really about the only major one that it's not a zombie in DC.
Oh, okay. So, I haven't heard about this. So, I guess this DC universe is getting affected by zombies.
Yes, the zombie virus. And a lot of the big name characters are becoming zombies. And Superman is basically going and taking them out one by one. Even his dad, Pa Kent.
Oh, really?
He's a zombie. He has to put him down. So, yeah.
Like a dog, he's got to put him down. Wow.
And then on top of that, Marvel's pushing out another. They're Marvel Zombies. They're pushing it out again.
Well, I've seen the Marvel Zombies one, but that was also a couple years ago too that they started doing that. Right?
They bring it out again every once in a while.
Yeah,
but now they're kind of the cover they've teased has Captain America, Wolverine, and Deadpool on it. So everybody thinks maybe they're trying to tie it into the Weapon X program. Mm-hmm. Those are all Super Soldier Serum Weapon program.
God, how would you kill a Wolverine zombie? He keeps on regenerating.
Yeah, that's...
we're going to Marvel, but I know it's like a Deadpool zombie. It's like, all right, how does that even work? Because you can't technically kill him.
Unless his powers stop. His powers have stopped.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're trying to say the adamantium is poisoning him slowly.
Yeah. All right, that's how
Deadpool doesn't have any, though.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a weird one.
Yeah. They'll come up with something, I'm sure.
Yeah, so
zombies, big thing.
But yeah, the thing is, I'm just waiting. I'm just wondering when zombies is gonna kind of die out. Because I think
vampires were big there for a while.
The vampires and Wolverine with the Twilight series. I mean, yeah. That was nothing but sparkly vampires. And let's talk about sparkly vampires.
No, let's not.
Robert Pattinson is becoming Batman.
Yeah,
we didn't talk about that last week. No, but that was a last week thing. We completely skipped over that.
There was a rumor, then they verified.
Then they verified it. And he's gonna be. I was sitting there like, oh my god.
Well, I'll give him a chance because when they picked Michael Keaton, I was like, oh my God, how. This was
the
Mr.
best
Wong,
Batman.
Michael Keaton.
The best Batman. Yeah. But, he was a comedic actor. This is a guy who was a sparkly vampire. And he even hated his own character in Twilight.
And Heath Ledger they picked as Joker, and everybody didn't think that was going to work.
Heath Ledger is an
iconic Joker.
But he was also a dramatic actor too, so he knew how to work. Robert Pattinson was okay in Harry Potter, and I just didn't care for him.
Cedric Diggory,
the best part of that movie is when he died.
Yeah, I didn't care much for that character. Well, he did help Harry solve the singing underwater thing.
So either way, yeah, he's becoming Batman.
I'll give him a shot.
It's Batman. Here's the thing. To be honest, I could care less on who's Batman. I just want to see the new Batmobile. that's all.
Story.
Yeah, I don't even care about the story. just want a new Batman.
Just an hour and a half of the Batmobile driver.
I swear, you know what would be really cool?
Go to McDonald's drive-thru with it.
Exactly. You know what would be really cool? If Danny DeVito reprises his role as Penguin.
Oh, speaking of Danny DeVito, mm-hmm. Have you seen the new Jumanji trailer?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, I was like, where can they go with this?
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of digging this.
One. Yeah.
Danny Glover.
Yeah, Danny Glover is, Kevin Hart's character. Danny DeVito is the Rock. And
Oh, those are your powers. Smoldering, look.
Exactly.
You having a heart attack? You okay?
Yeah, I think he's having a stroke. But the funny thing is the girl becomes Jack Black again.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm the middle-aged fat guy again.
No, that was the big football black dude became Jack Black.
No, the girl became Jack Black.
But in this one, it's the black dude became, jumped into Jack Black's character.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
I saw it a couple days ago.
We don't know where the main kid is, the one who was working on the machine
yeah.
in the beginning. They didn't show his character or who he became in. Maybe they're going to save him out of the
maybe. Game. Yeah, maybe.
They don't really show him much in the trailer besides him fixing the Jumanji game, which yeah. why? Dude, leave it alone.
I figured.
It's like cocaine. I just can't stop. Need some more of that jump. You got any more of that?
I'm just waiting for Zathura to have a remake.
That's true. They have, because I.
Well, it's because technically Jumanji 2 was Zathura. So
kind of
because it was
Jumanji in space.
It was Jumanji in space, and that was kind of the whole thing is that they were saying is that they already have. That's why they're not. That's why they retitled it Jumanji again. They're not making it Jumanji 3 or Jumanji 2.
Jumanji the Next Level.
Yeah, exactly. Jumanji Who Becomes the Rock. It's
Jumanji Extra Life.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, there was also another very into Danny DeVito this episode.
Have too much Danny DeVito.
So there, if you are a fan of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia,
I've watched a few.
I love it. I personally can't wait until season 13 comes on Netflix.
Man, it's been that long.
Mm-hmm. They actually can't. And the funny we're talking about this is because Michael McKenney, the main guy, he was fat and then he's skinny and then he's all buff. He posted out a tweet that there might be a crossover of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and The Office. Because he actually tweeted himself in front of the office building, and Danny DeVito was in there with no pants. So it was pretty good. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google it.
They're both in Pennsylvania, so
exactly.
So, I don't know how far Scranton is from Philly, but that's
about an hour.
Wow, that would be freaking cool.
Yeah, so he was hinting at it. I mean, mostly it was just probably a troll, but the funny thing is, it was just Danny DeVito without any pants on. Look at his tweet down below. We might put a link in down below. We might not. That he was actually filming at the same place. And of course, they're filming is, and they're in California, and they're at the office building and they're shooting there for season 14. So there might be a crossover of The Office and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is funny because It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and we're just going to say It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and The Office debuted the same year.
Really?
Yep. See, the series debuted the same year. And the only thing is, it's because The Office kind of, it tanked after Steve Carell, but It's Always Sunny, it has the same core of people that, you know, I'm going to watch him forever.
Steve Carell left. It did take a downturn.
He was a huge part of The Office.
That was his death knell.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, I mean, they should have ended it on a high note, but now they need that money. Can get that Office money, but hey, you know, they're going to be on Brian Baumgartner plays golf all day, so, and that's the only thing he's ever really done. He's done a couple of spots, but, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, when you get that residuals, okay, get that money.
They should put Danny DeVito on every TV show.
Yeah, Danny DeVito's amazing.
He was almost Wolverine.
Could you imagine? That petition that was going around?
No, he was actually one of the front runners for a while.
So because, I mean, technically, so...
Wolverine's only supposed to be like 5'4".
Yeah, he's like 5'... No, he's like 5'4" or something. Yeah, he's short, but, you know...
Short and feral. Not tall and good-looking like Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman's like 6'2", so it was pretty funny. All right, what else we got? Oh, yeah. You want to talk about a complete mess online right now with people and their...
I don't understand that.
Okay, so what we're talking about is, if you've seen it, we'll post a little picture right here about the new
Halle Bailey. I keep trying to say Halle Berry.
Everybody was messing... Yeah, everybody thought
Halle Berry's going to be Little Mermaid.
So, yeah. Halle Bailey... is going to be Little Mermaid. So, of course, Disney decided, hey, we have no more ideas.
Let's make everything live
let's
action.
Make everything. Well, apparently it's working.
You haven't seen Aladdin yet?
I have not, no.
I actually, that's one I'll probably buy.
Yeah, see? See, exactly. And this is the problem,
Dumbo,
right there.
No, you can have Dumbo. A lot of people liked it. I wasn't one of them.
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't really meant for...
That was my Dumbo.
Yeah. Yeah, but so the up in arms because Halle Bailey is
a person of color.
Oh no!
Oh my God, is a mermaid?
She's a black girl. So
there's no such thing as black mermaids.
Oh my God! Yeah, they were just a friend of mine posted like saying, "Hey, you know, here's all list of why you're dumb," and it's like, look. I understand, including different races, colors. I mean, this is Disney. This is all spectrums. This is like, hey, this would be really cool. Because And then all the you know, people were like, oh, are you just going to make Mulan white next time? It's like, no, because her ethnicity had a big part of the story. Ariel's ethnicity had no part of any story in Little Mermaid. So technically, Little Mermaid was a book, right? Mm-hmm. A Norwegian book. Yes, Norwegians are white. I understand that. But technically, if you would have read that, if you would have took that book and put it in Mississippi, right, and let some little African-American girl read it, well, what, the first thing she's going to do is she's going to think, put herself in there.
You envision the characters
of your own, like,
what you know.
What you know, yeah. So, and it would have been anything because, look, Mulan would have been, Mulan is Asian. Then they were Princess and the Frog, and, you know, she's from Bayou, and a lot of that has to do with their ethnicity that pushes along the story. So when they say, oh, you're going to make Mulan white, no, look. It is what it is. It's going to be like the Captain Marvel backlash. Oh, it's going to be the butthurt, you know,
what
people.
What kills me is the hill they chose to battle on. So, oh, there, you can't have a black mermaid or black mermaid. So, but you're okay with there being a talking fish, a talking
a lobster. Yeah.
The fact that she is a mermaid and she lives under the sea. You're okay with all that, but
yeah.
Oh, wait, in the black?
Well, it's
it's
the same thing when they made the Thor's guy, Idris Elba. Idris Elba. What's his name? What character did he play?
He played Heimdall.
Heimdall. They made him black, and I was like, first of all, I love him as Heimdall.
Idris Elba is a magnificent actor.
I mean, I watched him from like
Luther.
I watched him from
The Wire.
The Wire, yeah. I mean, it was
Streeter.
He's an amazing actor, and I don't think race has a lot to do with it, unless it plays a factor in propelling the story, which that I can have completely understand. But being Little Mermaid, being that she's black, has really nothing to do with it. It would be any different. So. Internet's up in arms. I can't wait for it. It's going to be exciting, but I think it's going to be like Aquaman. There's going to be bubbles everywhere.
Did you see who they picked to be Ursula?
Oh, yes, Melissa McCarthy. I'm sitting there like...
As long as she doesn't... I've never heard her sing, so I don't know if she can sing or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want her to be... Because most of her characters are those clumsy, funny... She's like the female dude from... what was it? Paul Blart.
Oh, yeah, Mall Cop.
Kevin James.
Kevin James, yeah.
She's like the female version of Kevin James.
Okay, yeah, I get it.
It's just a lot of pratfalls and
yeah, I mean, I think...
I hope she actually acts in this and doesn't rely on the physical...
The thing is, I hope they just didn't hire her because she was the only one of two one of two fat actresses that's popular right now. I mean, they probably wouldn't have put that lady from...
CGI is a wonderful thing.
What was the... Oh, God, I hope she doesn't look like Aladdin from the commercial, though.
The blue?
The really blue.
Yeah, because Ursa's like a purpley color.
Yeah. So
kind of grimace.
So yeah, I think that's I mean,
Grimace would be an awesome Ursula.
Right.
They should cast him.
Well, they say, you know, they say that Grimace and Patrick Starfish are cousins. If you put them side by side,
that'd be a crazy.
Now I got him more editing to do. Put Grimace and Patrick Starfish.
Maybe their reunion would be kind of weird.
Yeah, I know. Or they you know, they're all cousins too. The thing from Happy. those blobs from Happy. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Happy, go and look at all of our reviews on how well that show ended. Besides the other one that
Hopefully
ended horrendous.
Picked up somewhere else, I liked it.
Did they cancel on Netflix?
I think so. No, I Sci-Fi canceled it, and I think Netflix is looking at picking it up.
Really? They canceled it?
Yeah. Christopher Maloney was made for that role.
Yeah, he was great in that role. All right, what else we got this week?
Did you watch any of that yet?
I watched the first three episodes.
The first one.
Yeah, I watched the first three episodes. Stranger Things. Okay, we are filming this July 5th. So July 4th was yesterday. I did nothing. You went to Sam's Club, you maniac, on freaking 4th of July.
I had to get some stuff. There was stuff I absolutely had to have.
And what dropped was Stranger Things 3. Yes. Stranger Things season 3. The kids are growing up. It was
falling in love.
Falling in love. And it is kissing. Well, you haven't got to the good stuff yet, man. It is weird. It's getting so weird. And it's just as good as the first. Like I said, I'm only like 3 or 4 episodes in. I'm gonna take my review or whatever. But the big grind is
upset about it.
Really?
They said the way it ended, which I don't know because I've only seen the first episode.
Yeah, so probably let's not go into it. But yeah, go and check it out. It just came out yesterday. Like I said, today filming 5th of July. But yeah. I think it's good. I think the progression that the kids are making are good because...
I like Billy as a bad guy. He plays a good bad guy.
Yeah, he plays a good bad guy. And that's not really a spoiler. That's in the first episode.
Mrs. Wheeler.
All right, what else we got? Stranger Things 3, Jumanji, we have said all that. Far From Home.
Which you're going
to
be seeing.
I'm going to be seeing it because somebody decided to do a...
Here at the store. I didn't decide. I didn't make it first Friday. First Friday just came. Yeah, I got an event at the store, so I won't be there. You and Ray are going to do the
Me and Ray are going to... It's going to be awesome. I heard some really good reviews.
It's been breaking records.
But then the funny thing is I also heard like it's not the best Spider-Man out there. But then again, I kind of want to see a Spider-Man after Endgame. I want that palate cleanser, you know?
Yeah.
I want to move on. Because after Endgame, I was just like a wreck. I was like, oh, God. Which is funny because they're going to be playing... Endgame, at the same time, they're playing Far From Home.
The re-release,
additional 6 minutes.
Speaking of that, did you see the new Stan Lee action figure they're putting out?
No.
I think Sideshow or Hot Toys. You remember Guardians of the Galaxy 2? The after credits where he was sitting talking to the Watchers.
To the Watchers, yeah.
He was wearing that orange astronaut outfit. Is that one?
That's amazing.
It looks really cool.
I'm probably going to have to get one of those.
I'm thinking... I might want that.
Right. There's a very few Sideshow statues I like in that. I would probably love that one.
It's Hot Toys. It's an action figure, so it's probably Hot Toys.
What is it? Sandman? Netflix? What is that?
Neil Gaiman. I think we talked a little bit about that before.
Well, we talked about Neil Gaiman a lot, but yeah, I don't know if
he's getting his show on Netflix.
Sandman from Sandman. Like...
I think we did talk about that last week. Sandman.
From Spider-Man?
No.
Different Sandman?
Yeah, it's a different Sandman.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he's got his own thing on Netflix. I don't think we need to dwell on that one.
Yeah.
Lock and Key.
Lock and Key, what is that?
Writer Joe Hill.
Okay. That's not his... And this is on Netflix?
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah.
His actual name is Joel Hillstrom King. Does that ring any bells?
Joe Hillstrom
King. The son of Stephen King.
Really?
I didn't realize that until he's been doing the comic book Lock and Key.
Okay.
Big horror type comic book, and they're going to make
Shocker.
A show from that.
I'd be surprised if his kid would just start making like kids like.
He also wrote Nosferatu, that
like from book. The
tens? That show that just came out is based off of his book also. And he likes to do just like his dad, where he cross references each other's.
Oh, like same universe kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, he's a really good writer. I didn't realize he was related, but it makes a whole lot of sense now.
Well, I mean, when you have that kind of an iconic father, it's you know, I guess it's easier to open some doors.
Yeah. Well, he wrote under a different name. That's why he used the name Joe Hill. He didn't want to write on Dad's coattails.
Yeah, but still, you know, when you
take that break.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Dad, hey, Dad, I'll write a book.
Hey, give me a book.
Dad.
Book deal. You tell him where you tell him you're gonna walk. Well, that's pretty much Lock and Key. So what is it about? It's just
it's a horror thing. This family's house in this town, they come back to live in it, and there's a whole bunch of mystery and
You know what, I think I did see a commercial about that. I didn't know it was called Lock and Key, but that's pretty interesting.
We can end on your Rise of the Skywalkers.
Why Rise of the Skywalkers? Raised parents.
Daisy Ridley said that they are going to reveal who her parents are in Rise of the Skywalker.
Really? In this Rise of the Skywalker.
I stand correct.
Yes.
Rise of the Skywalker.
Exactly. Because I was in the Skywalkers. What is that? That's a...
Well, there's more than one.
Maybe. I don't know. So that might be interesting, but...
Who her mommy daddy is.
I mean, the internet...
Why did you leave me on Jakku?
The internet is, well, it's the same thing as why did they leave Luke on freaking, on
Tatooine.
On Tatooine.
That's because they were hiding him.
Exactly. Maybe they're hiding her.
From who?
Who knows?
Snoke.
Eh. Maybe Darth Plagueis, the wise. Yeah, I think, well, it's going to be interesting. We have December, so we have still 6 months to figure that whole thing. It was 5 months. Oh, yeah. God, 5 more months until we can figure that whole thing out. Star Wars... Man, okay, so Star Wars Galaxy... What, did you hear about the Star Wars Galaxy thing?
The people stealing stuff?
No, not just that.
There's more?
No, yeah, there's actually a little bit more. I think that would be our last thing about Star Wars Galaxy. Very underwhelming debut.
Really? Because I thought everybody was lining up to go do it.
No, apparently they said that right now... it was a very underwhelming preview of Star Wars Galaxies. A couple friends of mine went there before. They got a couple things, and they said, "Yeah, the lines were like 5 minutes to get into things." It was, and this is peak time because they said they blocked out all the season pass holders on those on the month of July, June or July or something.
They wouldn't let people wear adults wear the costumes.
Yeah, and that's more for kids. So your kids don't go up to people in costume
That's not good.
That's not good at all.
They spent buku bucks.
What, $1.8 billion or something like that? But hey, I'm still going to go next year.
Say they're going to get my money.
Yeah, they're going to get my money next year when I go to Anaheim for a Star Wars Celebration.
I am going.
But I think we ran this a little long. But comment down below what you thought about this week. What did you think about all the things that we talked about? Because we talked about a bunch. Are you ready for more zombies? I'm kind of
bad because they're
too bad because just like real zombies.
You got Walking Dead, but now you got DC's. Yeah,
you got a couple more. But yeah, and while you're down there commenting, all the comments and stuff like that, hit that subscribe button. It does actually help us out a lot. Also, give us one of those big thumbs up. And while you hit that subscribe button, right to the right of that, there's that little bell icon. God, so echoey. And yeah, hit that bell icon so you could be notified of any new videos that we get and put out. We usually try to do this on a weekly basis. We're going to get back into doing movie reviews.
Yeah, it's been a busy couple months.
It's been a very busy couple months. You should see a Far From Home movie review here in a little bit.
This weekend, you should see that.
But that's it from us here in lovely Las Cruces. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We will see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or EVE? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG?